Now, to combine an island in reality with an island of fantasy, we'll listen to a piece by Joan Tower, who lives on the island of Manhattan. The piece is her Island Prelude for solo oboe and string orchestra, written in 1988. In her composing career, Tower has received many commissions by soloists and performing organizations to write pieces for them. Only once has she asked a performer if she could write him a piece. Island Prelude for oboist Peter Bowman is that piece. Consistent with Tower's style and philosophy, this is not a showy piece for the soloist to take off on while the orchestra accompanies. There is an integration between soloist and orchestra, which is chamber music-like to my ears. Tower thinks of herself as a choreographer of sound, dealing with the action and reaction of a line. "Any idea in my music," she says, "has to be motivated by the structure and the context. Otherwise, it has no real meaning. With each work, I try to go beyond matters of style, to carve out a piece's identity and soul so that it emerges as an individual personality and makes a strong statement." We'll hear Peter Bowman as oboe soloist with the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra, Leonard Slatkin, conductor.